Jason Thomas, BTOsports.com, Butler Brothers MX. Tough night for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was good until, you know, whatever, eight laps in or whatever. Just kind of made up, Lessie kind of ran me high, and then I think Bubba tried to, like, pass both of us at once, and I was in the line, and he landed on top of me, and we both went down pretty bad. So, hurt my knee a little bit. Hopefully it's, you know, going to be something I can ride through. So we'll just have to see how it goes this week, but it was good. I was, you know, the first time all year that I've been in the top 10, and, you know, hopefully it won't sideline me and I can build off of it.
Yeah, you took advantage of some guys going wide on the start, and you snuck in there. It was a good move. Up until you got crashed, though, you felt pretty good. Felt like you could hold on.
Yeah, I mean, there were some guys coming that were going to get me. Chad was still back there, and obviously Bubba was going to get me right there. But I felt like I could have easily got my best finish of the year, for sure. So it's kind of a bummer for me, not only me, but my sponsors, BTO and Forrest, and everybody that's been working so hard to get my bike right. It's kind of a bummer.
Did you see Stewie coming, or, like, what was that like?
No, I had no idea that he was there. I knew Alessi was there because he ran me really high into that turn. And that's kind of what caused the problem. Alessi kind of parked me, and then we almost came to a stop. And then I think James was just, like, thought he had an opportunity to blitz by both of us right there, and just didn't work out.
Did you say anything to him on the ground there?
No, I mean, he was trying to get up, and I was trying to get up, and my knee was hurting pretty bad. I didn't want to get landed on more because everybody's still jumping through there, so I was just trying to get out of the way. I mean, what am I going to say to him? He's going for a championship, obviously. He doesn't want to do stupid stuff either.
You know? You're not that many points back either. How pissed are you? Or, like, I mean, are you taking it as a racing incident, or are you, you know, seriously PO'd?
No, I wasn't mad at him. I mean, he's trying to get to the front. He's got a lot at risk, and, I mean, whatever. It's just, you know, he's going so much faster than us. I think he just miscalculated, you know, how we could get through there and where we were. And I mean, I'm not mad at him. He obviously ruined his race too.
Good ride in the LCQ as well. Stuck it in a few times on Freezy, but probably just figured you would take the second.
Yeah, I tried a couple times, and he just kind of, like, kamikaze when I tried to make the move, and I was like, well, you know, I didn't want to take us both out, and I was kind of, like, feeling the pressure behind me a little bit. And I think if somebody would have been closer to me, I would have had to try to make something happen, but fortunately it worked out.
I like Vince, but I like when you get alongside of him, he just moves to the inside and grabs a bunch of throttle.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened with Chisholm. I mean, it's his own teammate. You know, they're going at it, and Chisholm's, you know, out for who knows how long now. So, I don't know. I mean, these young kids, I think they – I don't know what their decision-making isn't there yet or what, but it's just a long season and long careers. You can't make decisions like that.
All right, man. Well, thanks, and hopefully we'll see you next week in San Diego.
Thanks.